This is World Sport from the BBC with Sarah Mulkearns. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, Atletico Madrid overpower Chelsea to set up an All Madrid final with Real in the Champions League.
Thiago again stretches well in midfield, then sends a floater forward to Juanfran, and Hazard wasn't there, and the header comes in against the bar and then driven in the end by Turan, the Turkish international. And that surely is that. Atletico Madrid celebrates.
Barack Obama lends his support to the NBA's lifetime ban of the LA Clippers owner, Donald Sterling. And Marion Bartoli, last year's Wimbledon champion, rules out a return from retirement. So let's begin with the Champions League, as Atletico Madrid beat Chelsea 3-1 at Stamford Bridge to progress to a first European Cup final in 40 years. The BBC's Alan Green was watching.
This was the form that's taken Atletico to the top of La Liga. Not the anemic display they put on in Madrid when faced with a hugely defensive display by Chelsea last week. Actually, Chelsea started this game with a defensive lineup too, and they could have got a goal down early on when a Koke volley hit post and crossbar. Yet 10 minutes before half-time, Torres put Chelsea in front with a deflected shot. Unfortunately, that sparked a surge from the visitors. Defensive sloppiness contributed to Adrian's equaliser in the 44th minute. In the second half, they should have had a penalty. Turan fouled. Then a foul on Diego Costa did induce a penalty. He scored it, and soon after, Turan scored a third. It's an All Madrid final in Lisbon.
So that same City final will be a first for the European competition. Filippo Ricci is a Spanish football journalist with Gazzetta dello Sport and has been reacting to Atletico's achievement under their manager Diego Simeone.
When Simeone came, it was the Christmas of just 2 years ago. They went out with Albacete, that was playing in the third tier of the Spanish football, in the Copa del Rey. There were kind of 4 points off relegations. In 2 years, they are in Lisbon for the Champions League final after 40 years. And this is a fantastic achievement from Diego Simeone. Focus, and concentration, and results. This is the philosophy of Cholo Simeone.
Well, for the Chelsea manager Jose Mourinho, it was a fourth successive semi-final loss after previous setbacks while at Real Madrid before returning to London last summer. And Mourinho says this loss was down to one pivotal minute.
I think the difference was 1 minute in the second half where Atletico goalkeeper makes an impossible save to John Terry's header, and instead of 2-1 for Chelsea, a few seconds later, penalty, which I'm happy that people tells me that was a penalty. And they scored a 2-1. So in 1 minute, two actions decide the game.
Elsewhere, Tottenham's Andros Townsend has been ruled out of the World Cup with an ankle injury. Spurs say he'll have surgery on his ankle in the next 24 hours and be out of action for 10 weeks. Meanwhile, there's confusion over the long-term future of their boss, Tim Sherwood. On Tuesday, Ajax told the BBC that they'd received an inquiry about their boss, Frank de Boer. Spurs, however, have denied they've made an approach for anyone to replace Sherwood. The BBC's David Ornstein is following the story.
Tottenham issued a statement to say reports they've spoken to other clubs regarding their coaching staff are wholly inaccurate, and that they've not, in capital letters, approached anyone. However, Ajax told the BBC on Tuesday that Spurs had contacted their director of football, Mark Overmars, within the past month, by telephone, about De Boer's availability. Meanwhile, De Boer has reportedly said, "I'm going to listen and talk, then I'll make my feelings known." Tottenham's current manager, Tim Sherwood, is under contract until the end of next season, and he's scheduled to meet with the Spurs hierarchy this summer to assess his progress.
Spanish police have arrested the Villarreal supporter suspected of racially insulting the Barcelona defender Dani Alves by throwing a banana at him at the weekend's match. Alves responded by peeling and eating the banana, which received praise worldwide and sparked a large social media campaign against racism. The man arrested faces up to 3 years in prison if found guilty of charges related to racist provocation. Villarreal have said that he's been banned from the team stadium for life. Alves told BBC Brazil that it was not an isolated incident and that he had been denouncing racist insults for 6 years. The United States President Barack Obama has voiced his support for the NBA's decision to ban Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling for life for making racist remarks. The president, an avid basketball fan and recreational player, believes the NBA has done the right thing. That's according to the White House spokesman Jay Carney. As well as the life ban, the NBA commissioner Adam Silver promised to convince owners of the other teams to force Sterling to sell the Clippers. A three-quarters majority of the remaining 29 owners must agree, and Silver says he expects to have their backing. But even if that vote goes through swiftly, Sterling could decide to mount a challenge. Josh Cosman, a sports business reporter with the New York Post, says it could drag on for some time.
From my understanding, talking to some bank investment bankers and people who are looking at this, I think that it sounds like Donald Sterling does have some legal means to fight. So even if this Board of Governor votes happens and, you know, as I guess expected, three-quarters of the owners vote to remove him, I think there will be some legal grounds. He'll seek an injunction if he elects to fight this, and this could play out in the courts for years. The thing is, Sterling is a billionaire. If he wants to be stubborn and fight it, the value of his team will fall quite a bit. It seems like players may not play for him if he owns the team. The question is, does Sterling care? Or will he be stubborn and fight this? And it's not clear yet.
The NBA Players Association were adamant that they wanted swift action, and that was reiterated after the announcement of the sanctions on Tuesday. Basketball journalist Chris Sheridan believes strike action by the players is a very real possibility if Sterling decides to fight back in the courts.
I could see that become a possibility under these circumstances. If Donald Sterling goes to court right away and gets a temporary injunction overturning or suspending the suspension, I should say, he'll be back allowed at the games. And if he shows his face and sits in his normal front row seat at a Clipper playoff game, I could see the players refusing to play. Last night they were talking about refusing to play, going out for the jump ball, and then walking off the court if the NBA didn't come down as strongly as they did. But obviously once Adam Silver delivered that harsh punishment, everyone was satisfied with it, and that work action never happened.
The reigning Wimbledon tennis champion Marion Bartoli has told the BBC she definitely won't be defending her title. Shortly after winning last year, she announced her retirement, blaming the wear and tear of injuries. When it emerged on Wednesday that Bartoli would be taking part in an exhibition event in Britain in June, there was speculation that she would be making a return to the competition to defend her title. But Bartoli has ruled out ever playing professional tennis again, explaining that the rigours of the tour are too much for her body.
I'm not going to play any professional event anymore in my life. Professional tennis is over for me, really. I swear. Tennis player, when you're professional, it's really a full dedication, and you cannot take just a small part and playing one or two events when you want. You have to play all year long. You have to be ready physically and mentally, and I was really ready when I say announced my retirement. That was enough for me. I did it for 13 years, and my whole body was just exhausted, and I was just ready to move on and do something else.
In snooker, Ronnie O'Sullivan remains on course for his third successive world title and sixth in all. In the quarterfinals at Sheffield, he beat Sean Murphy 13-3. He'll now play Barry Hawkins, who survived a remarkable fight back from Dominic Dale. And in the other half of the draw, the world number one Neil Robertson is also through after beating Judd Trump 13-11. Robertson will play Mark Selby next. Well, before we go, just our top story. Atletico Madrid are through to the Champions League final, where they'll meet Real Madrid after a 3-1 win over Chelsea. And that's the sport for now. The BBC